the walls and the gates. Jesus in Revelation chapter 21, verses 12 through 14 reveals more truths through John about the walls and the gates around the New Jerusalem. Revelation 21, 12 through 14. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The wall around the city has 12 foundations, which is similar to the breastplate that was worn by Aaron, the high priest. The number 12 represents the original 12 tribes of Israel of the Old Testament that rejected Christ. It also represents the 12 apostles of the Lamb, as seen in the 14th verse. There are 3 gates on each side for a total of all 12. 12 gates, 12 apostles. The Greek word translated gate is pulon, which means a gateway, doorway, vestibule, or portal of a building or city. You enter the city through the gates that are in the wall, just like the gates of the old Jerusalem. They each numbered 144 cubits high, which is 216 feet. This would give each of these stones a height of almost 20 feet. Each one of these gates have the 12 foundations with the different precious stones that represents the 12 tribes of Israel. Here we see the prophet Ezekiel, many years before, describing the city of Jerusalem. The names of 3 of the tribes of Israel will be written on each of the 4 sides of the city. Ezekiel 48, verses 29 through 35. This is the land which he shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance. And these are their portions, saith the Lord God. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel, 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, and 1 gate of Levi. And at the east side, 4,500, and 3 gates, and 1 gate of Joseph, 1 gate of Benjamin, 1 gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, and 3 gates, 1 gate of Simeon, 1 gate of Issachar, 1 gate of Zebulun. And at the west side, 4,500, with their 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, and 1 gate of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, The Lord is There. Christ had said that each of his 12 apostles would sit on a throne over a tribe of Israel. Luke 22, verses 28 through 30. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint you unto a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's remember, Judas will not be there because he betrayed Jesus and his apostleship was given to Matthias. Acts 1, verses 24 through 26. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these 2 thou hast chosen, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. As a spiritual parallel, Christ's church today is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit.